The heavy jewel chain around the old man's neck clinked softly as he shifted in his seat. To be sure, Kingmaker's summer was hotter than this one, and near as long. There were fools, even in the Citadel, who took that to mean that the great summer had come at last, the summer that never ends. But in the seventh year it broke suddenly, and we had a short autumn and a terrible long winter. Still, the heat was fierce while it lasted. Old towns steamed and sweltered by day, and came alive only by night. We'd walk in the gardens by the river and argue about the gods. I remember the smells of those nights, my lord, perfume and sweat, melons ripe to bursting, peaches and pomegranates, nightshade and moon bloom. I was a young man then, still forging my chain. The heat did not exhaust me as it does now. Pycelle's eyes were so heavily lidded, he looked half asleep. My pardons, Lord Eddard, you did not come to hear foolish meanderings of a summer forgotten before your father was born. Forgive an old man his wanderings, if you would. Minds are like swords, I do fear. The old ones go to rust. And here is our milk. The serving girl placed the tray between them, and Pycelle gave her a smile. Sweet child. He lifted a cup, tasted, nodded. Thank you. You may go. When the girl had taken her leave, Pycelle peered at Ned through pale, rheumy eyes. Now, where were we? Oh, yes, you asked about Lord Aaron.
I did. Ned sipped politely at the iced milk. It was pleasantly cold, but oversweet to his taste.